Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And also we have eSETI Stargate, where you can actually interact and ask questions on eSETI Stargate, which is great because we have the guests there and a lot of the past guests come in there as well. So be sure and check out eSETI Stargate on YouTube. There's so much going on right now, I don't even know where to start. The blog wars continue. And there's a lot of bloggers out there. They're just going nuts. Luckily, I'll talk about that a little later. The impeachment thing is just—it's finally done. You know, it was so ridiculous. Come on, guys. You know, the whole time, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I don't even want to get into this. I'm neither. But I was watching them because I have a radio show, so I need to watch the impeachment thing going on, and. You know, whether you like Trump or not, you know, a lot of people hate him. He brings up all their issues, you know, all rich, powerful white guy issues and all that other stuff, you know, and he's part of the club and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I hear all that stuff, but it makes no sense. We got to apply like critical thinking here. There's no critical thinking because if he is part of the club, then why does the club hate him? And why is the club trying to get rid of him? And why is the lamestream press that's owned by the club attacking them, you know, and they've got so many people socially programmed or socially engineered to have this vitriol hatred, and it's not warranted. And that's my only thing. I'm, you know, as a trained observer, as a therapist, and, you know, working with this stuff for 30 something years, watching this, there's just a lot. It's a one big process oriented therapy session. So we need to get beyond that and move on and get into all the divisiveness and everything else going on. It's ridiculous. But, you know, just as an observer, I kept, you know, asking, where's the beef? You know, where's the law that was broken? You know, where are the witnesses? You know, where's the firsthand knowledge? Everything was based on assumptions and bias and accusations. But when the push comes to shove, basically there's just nothing there. It was a big nothing burger. And so sorry for the major defeat, Democrats, get over it. You know, come on, let's start working together again and turn this planet around. This is much bigger than that. So, you know, I don't agree with everything that's going on right now. I think we really need to start pushing the free energy and the alternative healing technologies and everything else, get away from the fossil fuels. And I've always said that, and really take care of our environment. But, you know, the bottom line, there has to be a major cleanup first, and we have to clean up this deep state because they're the ones behind this mess and get that out of the way, and then we can go after the other things. So I think it's a great idea to keep people's feet to the fire when it's, you know, concerning the environment and things like that. And, you know, make restitution where it's necessary and things of that nature. We need to do that. It's healthy to have a good debate. I mean, that's healthy, but, you know, that wasn't a debate. That was a shift storm. And the shift really hit the fan in there. And it was just ridiculous. You know, if you're sensitive and you read these people, you see nothing but venom coming from them and bile. And they are so angry. And to be honest with you, you know, they're all wearing white coats out there. And after watching what was going on there, all I could think of was maybe a straitjacket, you know, a white straitjacket might be a little more appropriate. So anyway, I'm going to get all this hate mail for this. But, you know, the bottom line, it's all about frequency. And they are holding a very nasty frequency, period. End of story. So I want to get into something else, and it kind of segues into this. And there's all this stuff going on there about Corey Good, and it's major attacks going on. It's been going on for some time. And I'm really not on the inside on that stuff. I really don't know what's going on, to be honest with you. It's kind of funny. I think I got one email from Corey. I don't know when it was. It was a long time ago. And, you know, I haven't been in communication, so, or Wilcox too. I have no emails from Wilcox. So these people are creating this big frenzy out there, you know, that we have this team, and this team is all together, and we're going against these guys, you know, and we're trying to take these guys out, and we're hooked up with the dark forces and everything. You know, there is no team. I hate to tell you guys this. This is your fantasy. This is your delusion. There's no team. You know, East Eddie stands on East Eddie. You know, we have 33 years of work here serving humanity and the earth. We teach, we have amazing conferences here. We have cutting edge teachers and healers and people from all walks of life, yogis, lamas, whatever, coming here teaching workshops, remote viewing workshops, ambassador training, you know, all of this stuff. It's been going on for 33 years. And, you know, it's amazing that the amount of people that have come here and have seen the ships, filmed the ships, got their own photographs. The things happening here are off the scale. We're getting photographs during self-mastery classes of Mary coming in, the Divine Feminine. And we've always been a staunch supporter of the Divine Feminine. Our conferences almost always have more women than men speakers, which is getting hard now because a lot of the women have been pushed out of the field. And, you know, I say stick with it. You know, things are changing. So, you know, you hear all these things, but we've been working for so long, you know, for 33 years doing this. And again, we have, you know, ascended masters appearing, popping in on these conferences, you know, in the workshops and the, you know, the ambassador training, self-mastery training. We have photographs of Mary, of Babaji. We have photographs of Ezekiel, a seventh dimensional God being, you might say. I'm trying to think, Kuan Yin. We have the most incredible photographs of Kuan Yin appearing, both in her light body several times and then actually in almost the physical body appearing here. And so, you know, you look at this and you go, hey, you know, these guys are doing something right, you know, and they've been doing something right for 30 something years, 33 years here. So when I see all these people, you know, attacking us and everything for things that we're not, that aren't even real, it's like they don't even exist. It's hilarious because, and you look at that and you go, what the hell is wrong with these people? Don't they even know what they're attacking? Don't they even know? I don't know these people. Some of them I do know, which is amazing. And we've actually done nothing, but we sponsored them. They've been on my show. They've been speakers at the events. And you're going, where are they coming from with this stuff? So anyway, I saw a YouTube, and I'm not even going to mention these people's names because, you know, we have like 80 something, 88 affiliates. I'm not sure 40 countries this goes out to, and I don't want to draw any energy to their channels. They don't deserve it. They're not really in service. They're working out their own issues, you know, whatever that is, traumas with their computers, you might say. But, you know, the way I look, anybody who spends the majority of their time, you know, on a computer in some basement or whether spreading lies and disinformation and rumors, you know, they really don't have much of a life, and I really don't care. And they're going, we got them now, you know, we got them now. And I go, you got nothing, because I absolutely don't care. You don't understand this. We're really good with the higher beings. We're really good with the light beings, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light that come here on a regular basis, which everybody that comes here sees, gets their own footage and everything else. We're good with them. Do you really, I think I care about these bloggers? I really don't. And the only reason I'm addressing this is because so many people are sending me emails going, gee, look at what they're saying. This is ridiculous. I've been there. I've seen the ships, you know, I've had an amazing healing. I had a spontaneous healing there and things like that. And that's the majority of what people are saying. And these people are just getting hammered when they go on YouTube, the people coming back at them, because they've been here and nobody can take that away from them. It's their own personal experience. So I don't give that any, you know, it's just a joke, basically. It's like, it's so hilarious, because yeah, he's doing damage control now. You know, he's addressing this. We got him now. I go, you know what you're showing? You're showing that you're attacking. You're showing that you got him now. It's showing that you're on the attack and you don't even know what you're attacking. That's the hilarious thing. And we've got them now, you know, this crew that's band together to take out these other groups or whatever else, and who also I don't really care about either, to be honest with you. I don't even watch their stuff. it's gotten so delusional right now, but and I'll go into that later, but anyway, it's hilarious. And I actually feel sorry for some of these people, because there are a lot of very naive, a lot of them young women are very naive. They're buying into this mess. They're jumping in it. They're working out all their own unresolved issues over this mess. And they haven't stopped, gone within. They lack the inner sensitivity to go within and sit with this and say, you know, is this real? You know, do I have any firsthand knowledge of this whatsoever? You know, have I done my own investigation, you know? And they don't do that. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, Byron Katie talks a lot about that. You know, Socrates talks a lot about that. You know, the first thing they ask is, how do you know if it's real? And second thing, do you have any firsthand knowledge about this, you know? And, you know, the third thing, is it beneficial? You know, is this beneficial? And they'll go through the list, you know, and pretty soon you're back to zip, you know, which is about the value of all this stuff, you know, so it's zip. But anyway, it's sad. It's out there. It's part of the human nature. And there's a process that does go on here, he said. It's quite interesting, but some people can hang in there, not everybody. This place is not for everybody. It's a vortex, intense energy here. It's in what they call the purple zone. The government knows about it. It's, you know, it shows up on their maps. And the energy here is, the veils are very thin. And it's very easy to make contact and connect with these higher dimensional beings. Excuse me a second. But, you know, it's very easy to make contact here. Well, the problem with this place, when people come here, as soon as they get here, they go, I'm home. I love this place. This is beautiful. I love the energy here. And so, and I tell them, I said, well, wait 3 days and get back to me. Because in about 3 days, that same energy that they're feeling brings everything up. It brings everything that doesn't resonate, you know, on the same frequency as that. So it's going to bring up any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And that's basically how it works. And so in about 3 days, everybody's stuff is up. And when we do conferences, you know, towards the end of the conference, you know, there's people go, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. And other people are going, I hate you. You know, it's like really funny. You know, they find somebody to project or blame their stuff on, and then their issues are all up, and I don't like him. You know, I don't like whatever, you know. But it's a double-edged sword, you know, and, you know, I like that saying when Jesus said that, you know, are you the peacemaker? And he said, yes, but first I bring a sword, which is a segue into another thing, is there are some people saying that Jesus is guiding them to do this, you know, Jesus is guiding them to bear false witness and spread, you know, rumors and make assumptions and jump in this big, whatever, vat of nonsense. So you might want to recheck which Jesus you're talking to, or if it really is Jesus, because the Jesus I know doesn't really involve that stuff, and he'd probably be laughing his ass off right now. But anyway, you know, they are appearing here. All the masters are appearing here, and it's well documented. So, and the question you really should ask is, you know, are they appearing to you? You know, where's your photographs? You know, where's your eyewitnesses? Where's your... Well, you know, are you really getting this? You know, it's like, because, you know, the path to enlightenment, you know, you start out and usually you've got some stuff and you heal the stuff and you get up to about an even level, and then you'll move into spiritual ego. You know, I did that. Look, I did that, you know, and your ego grabs onto it when things start happening around you, and you start thinking you're really important, you know. And then the next level, sometimes it goes into, if you don't check that, it goes into narcissism. And then narcissism is like, I'm it and you're not, and I'm the only thing that matters and everything else doesn't matter. And everything else is God too. That's the hard thing they have to handle. But, you know, we're all equal. We all came from the same source. We all go back to the same source. We come from the same source. It's like, you know, we're all the creator's omnipresent in all creation. So if you're special, you're separate. You know, if you want to be special, okay, you can be special. You know, you can say, I was Cleopatra and I was Napoleon and I was, you can do this, you know, you can do that thing. You can put all these fancy labels on everything if you want and say, this is my badge, you know, this is who I am. And, but it really, you know, you really want to wear the badge of nobody. And I even have that at conferences, my badge, Jesus says nobody. And people don't realize that, but when you become nobody and you become one with nothing, you're everything. And that's really a hard concept. And becoming unique yet one is another hard concept for people. They said they don't work. They do work, actually. So you can be unique. You can be a light being within a greater consciousness and energy, a light, and expanding consciousness all the way back to you're fully expanded and you're one with everyone and everything. That's what Buddha taught. So we can go there. But anyway, I asked that question, you know, these people come and they say they're light workers and they're enlightened. And I ask myself, is this how you express your high level of awareness? You know, your self-mastery? Is this how you express your highly evolved consciousness? You know, and I know people go, well, you're judging too. And I said, well, I'm doing it with loving detachment. I'm just observing, which is why none of this works when they throw stones at me. It's so funny. It's so funny when they go, we got him now, you know, like he's in, what was it? Oh, damage control. That was one of them. We got him now. He's in damage control. And I'm going, yeah, God, you're really full of yourself. You really think you're that important. And unfortunately, you're not. If you were a master and expressing as a master and you really have some legitimate points, I'm all for it. Then you might have an impact, but I'm sorry, you know, you don't. And it's time you get over that. And when you get over that, you can expand into something a little bigger that might have an impact. But anyway, I have a t-shirt, and I love this t-shirt. It says, I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here. And it's my favorite t-shirt. I love this t-shirt because, you know, it's so important to realize this stuff is happening all around us. It's crazy making. And I want to talk further about that, but it's like, it's crazy making if you jump into it, if you get involved, if you can't forgive and release and let it go, if you don't have your own connection to source and you're deeply centered in that source, this stuff will take you out. And I'm going to go further than that. We are in crazy making time, and some people call it end time madness. Everybody has a name for it, but we are going into that. I want to go backtrack a little bit how this all started. So what happened was quite a while ago, we were having a conference and somebody said, you should get Corey Good to come out and speak at your conference. And I said, sure, you know, I'd like to hear what he says. You know, it doesn't mean I necessarily believe everything everybody says here. You know, so I said, I want to hear what he has to say. You know, it's like I looked at it, you know, with the fresh mind, the Buddha mind. I didn't listen to all the gossip and all the other crap and nonsense. I said, I want to meet the guy, see what he feels like to me, and hear what he has to say, basically. So I met Corey, and I felt he was sincere. And a lot of the information that he's putting out is information I already know about. It's, as I'm talking to you right now, these beings are here in this room. They just came in. My ears are ringing like crazy. It's amazing. And so, you know, I listened to what he said, and there's a couple things I kind of like, I just put on the shelf. I go, well, I don't know about that. So I'm just going to put it on the shelf and wait and see if it comes to me, you know? And that's what I do. I don't attack people. I just say, well, I may not agree with that right now, but I'm going to put it on the shelf and see what happens and go and talk to my guides and things and see if they are on the same page, basically. Anyway, so, you know, he came to the conference, you know, everybody that spent time with him really liked him and they felt he was sincere in his message and in his work. And so basically, and a lot of things he talked about were things I already knew about. He had inside information and, you know, and I can't name names or things, people go and name the name, but we have inside information too. We work with some very, very high level people that are very much into this, especially on the ultra-dimensional side of it, and you know, the higher masters appearing here and the light shifts and things like that on the highest levels in many countries are into this. People don't realize how much is going on behind the scenes. And so, you know, we have conversations with them. We ask what's going on here and what's going on there. I know scientists that worked on a lot of these projects. Again, I can't mention their names because we know how that goes. And so it's basically, it's funny because that information, you know, about Mars and, you know, Solar Warden and the space fleet and having bases on Mars since the late 60s, and all that information we already knew, and from our inside guys and the technology we do have. You know, we have anti-gravity, we have counter-gravity, we have fuelless energy, we can turn water into fuel. We can do all that stuff right now. It's all here. And that's what we really need to be focusing on rather than fighting amongst each other. We have med beds and these healing technologies that are off the scale. We need to start bringing those out. That's what we need to unify around, but we're not. And guess who's stopping this? Guess who's creating the disunity that's stopping this information from coming out? Yeah, it's pretty obvious, basically. So basically, that's how it started. So I invited him to the ranch. He gave a conference here. You know, went home. That was it. And I didn't have a lot of communication with him after that. He was doing his thing. We're doing our thing. And then they invited me to come to Disclosure, Dimensions of Disclosure. And I said, sure, I go wherever people invite me to speak. Which is another whole story, because we're not being invited to in these places anymore, because when we speak, it pisses everybody off because we know too much and we have the truth. And most of the conferences now are totally convoluted. They're filled in with, you know, what do you call it? Planned opposition. Go do a search on it. Look at the very people that have been censoring all this stuff for years, and look who the people that are connected to them. You know, look at the Rockefeller Initiative. You know, look at all these Illuminati people that are backing people in the field. Look who's financing these people in the field. Look who they hang out with. You know, the very same people. And so when you follow these new movements, these big new disclosure movements, and you look behind the scenes, you know, you see Podestas and the Clintons and all these Rockefellers and all these other people involved in it. And so basically, you're not going to get disclosure through these major things. And anybody that does have the real information, that is having contact, they're going to be censored out of these. You might get a one-shot deal. And when you drop your information, you won't be invited back. And or 5 years later, they'll invite you back because they get so much pressure to invite you back. You know, just like Ancient Aliens, you know, they had so much pressure. Billy Carson on the panel, the Ancient Alien panel, whatever, he called him out and he says, why don't you go to East Eddy Ranch? There's so many ships there. He goes, if I saw so many ships, I was on overload. You know, he's talking about, why aren't you covering East Eddy Ranch? You know, like this. And so finally they had so much pressure because that was done in front of all the UFO people. And so they had to come out. And so they come out and they film the ranch, and then I'm not in it. And I'm totally censored out of the whole thing. It's unbelievable. I think you see my hand grabbing the camera. That's my big debut. But I've been on the History Channel and all those channels before in the past because they wanted the ancient knowledge of, you know, UFOs in the Bible, all of their stuff. They had me in UFO hotspots and they came in there. But now these new things are not, these programs right now are not to bring out information. They're for an entertainment, and they don't want to answer the questions. I sat with them for over an hour. I answered all the questions they always ask on Ancient Aliens, and they canned the whole thing because, you know, how are they going to keep running episodes when they already have the answers? They can't ask the questions and hook you in when they have the answers. So it's all about entertainment there, and they censored everything. We gave them the most phenomenal footage, everything. And what's funny too is that while they were filming, this massive ship came right over us, powered up, and was right there, and they missed it. They didn't even see it because they had all these big spotlights on, and they're so busy doing their thing. And we told them when it was going to come. Peter Slatter and I told them when the ship was going to come. It came right on cue. No cameras ready because they were so busy filming this to make sure I got edited out of it. So they missed everything, you know. So anyway, that's what they do. And kudos to them. We saw it coming. We knew they were going to do it. And we'll probably do a documentary about showing how they, it's a controlled narrative. They're all controlled narratives right now. And very few people are really doing the work. You know, I'd say maybe 15% right now, which is sad. Yeah, are really authentic, you know, in the field. But And I'll get hate mail for that. But, you know, I'm jumping around here, but it all ties together. But with, and so with Corey, so I went to Dimensions Disclosure, and I don't even know if I even saw Corey. I think I might have talked to him for like a minute, and that was it. And so we, you know, did our thing. I think might have been on a pan, I can't, might have been on a panel or something together. I don't know if Corey was on that panel, but anyway, but the, but anyway, so that was basically it. And then, so this is really funny. So I haven't heard anything, you know, other, you know, then I think I got one email from him, a text or something, or no, I think it was a text quite a while ago. And so, you know, saying he was putting together some classes or something like that. And I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing some classes. And anyway, that's what I do. I go to classes. I put on classes on the internet. I teach self-mastery, ambassador training, things of that nature. I talk about the ascension process. And that's what I do. Somebody invites me to speak, I go and speak. It doesn't mean there's this huge conspiracy and we sit around all day long trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to do these guys in, you know, that's what they're trying to drum up, you know, so it's crazy making. And really that's what is happening on the other side. Because of their fear, they're creating this. Because of their fear, they have this whole network coming together and it's all, let's take these guys out. Let's take these guys out. They're all unified. They're going to come after us, you know, and it's like, it's like the windmill with Don Quixote going after the windmill, thinking it's a big monster. And these are their own fears. And there's a lot of people projecting their fears. And these guys have a lot of money behind them. And I won't say anything else about that on who's paying for these things, but there's a lot of money behind them. They control a major slice of the networks, you might say. And they're promising a lot of these younger people coming up, you know, their fame, you know, their spot in the light, and probably funds with that. Who knows? You know, yeah, you'll be part of the new group and things like that. And so that's basically where they're going with that. And so the people, unfortunately, they'll do anything. Yeah, you tell me what to say, and they go, yeah, I like that. Go out, say this, and then they're on the air, and then they're famous, you know. But you're selling your soul when you do that, because. And you're establishing your own character. And you really need to take a good look at that, at what's really happening. So anyway, when I did start, so, with all these attacks coming, I go, wow, maybe I should look into this and find out what happened. And I guess something happened there. I still don't know about it because I'm not in the loop and all that stuff, but something happened with a certain channel. We won't mention their name because it's a mess. And I guess these guys left that channel. And I don't even really know the reason they left the channel. And from since then, they said, we're going to make your life hell. We're going to take you down. You'll be begging to come back. And anybody that works with you or hangs out with you or whatever, we're going to take them down too. And that's the foundation of all this, basically. And so that is the main foundation, period. And the details in there, I'm not privy to all that stuff. So I don't really know all the details, but that's the main deal. Anyway, so that's why they're trying to drag Eset into all this and stuff like that, because, you know, I went and had, you know, I gave him an opportunity to speak here and tell his story like I've done thousands of people. And basically that's it. And I went to Dimensions and Disclosure. So, you know, so anyway, these guys are actually going to create this. If they keep going, they are going to create this. And you know, I will mention names because it's a show. They have this show, and I think it's Reality Check or I don't know what it is, with Jay Widener. And he brings this guy, Cliff High, on. And they call me this angry fat man. And they mention drugs and all this other stuff. These are all really off the charts. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like, and, you know, I never get angry. I you know, recently I had a little thing came out. Where it popped up, which blew me away, because I never ever get angry with all this energy coming in, stuff's coming up, and I see why people are kind of losing it. But anyway, I don't get angry. I'm not fat, you know, and far from that. And I don't have a cult, and they say I have a cult. And we have a free newsletter. There's no following here. There's nothing to follow, nothing to join other than a free newsletter. That's it. And, you know, they just painted this really dark story, and then they just kept going darker and darker with it, trying to do that. And it's just, and that's the game. They go, we're going to take down anybody that anywhere goes near these guys, you know. So anyway, you know, it went on and on. So basically what happened to me is like, well, you know, these guys are being fully attacked, you know, unjust, it's not justified. And why are so many people attacking these guys, right? And so I go, yeah, maybe I need to go find out, you know. And when people starts really attacking people, you know, unjustified without merit, you know, then there's a part of me that steps in and goes, hey, I want to help these guys. That's not right. That's not fair. You know, so, you know, I'd say Corey Good to ufology is what Trump is to politics, you know, kind of. He's like the UFO Trump, you might say. And I stand that as a compliment. But, you know, he's just straight shooter, calls it out, says it like it is. And a lot of people get exposed because of that, and they get butthurt, basically. And then they have to lash out, and it just goes on and on. But anyway, you know, I'm the first one to say, I don't know everything. But I am the first one to say, hey, I want to hear somebody's story. I don't care if you're male or female, if you're what color you are, what culture you are, you have a right to tell your story. And the question we really need to ask is, why are these people so threatened by that story? You know, who are they working for? You know, what energies are behind this? That's what we need to look at. What's behind all this? There's something else going on. It's not pretty either. It's pretty dark when you find out what it is, but there's something else going on here. And so basically that's what I say is, look, you know, look what kind of energies that you're expressing, and look what's expressing through you. And you're going to see like, whoa, I got off track. And don't blame Jesus for this stuff either. He's not saying this crap, you know? So anyway, you know, we're good there. But anyway, you know, I can go on and on, you know, but, you know, I'm just trying to say, you know, basically, you know, you're sinking your own ship, you're establishing your own character. And when you go up against energies like what's happening here, I'm being threatened, and I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just saying there's a backlash. There's universal law. And you know, it's like, you got to get back on the right side of the fence, or, you know, look who you're tying your wagon to, you know? So, I mean, there's people I know that are, they have some really dark, and they're like high level demonic energies, and they're very charismatic though. They have this charisma. And they get a lot of money. They get all the airtime, and they get on the pulpit and everything else. But the people that are awake can see that, and they go, whoa. And then they start looking into their past, their how they treat others, relationship thing, and they go, whoa, I had no idea. And then they look into their connections and who they hang out with and things. They go, oh, my God, you know, these guys are shaking their fists at the very people they hang out with. And, you know, these people are going after pedophiles when they themselves – and right after they go after them, they go out and have lunch with them, you know, things like that. You know, we're seeing that happening on a regular basis. So, you know, if I find out that that's going on, you know, those people won't see them here. They won't be speaking here. And that's basically what it is. If they're going to be bashing other people, they're not going to be doing it here, and they're not going to be on my show. And if they go there, I mean, I'll let people say some things and express their concerns, but you know, at the same time, I'll just say, well, how do you know this? You know, do you have firsthand knowledge? Where are you getting your information? Because there are other forces behind this. And I look at the big picture, you know, we're not all perfect, but most of us, our heart's in the right place. And we're really trying to aid in the awakening healing process, the ascension process. We're here to bring in the free energy, the healing technologies and things like that. And a lot of us have dedicated our life to it. And, you know, I've got 36 years in this, doing this. And so, you know, that's the bottom line you have to look at. You say, what are their goals? And then why are these other people trying to stop them from being successful? And the next thing you have to ask is the people that are coming after them, where'd they get their information? You know, what's their agenda? Is their agenda to have their little fame, you know, their spotlight, you know, this is their big chance, you know, hey, And I've seen that over and over again. I've warned people, don't go there. Don't tie your wagon to this group. It's not good. It's not, you're going to have a big eye opener when you go in and see what's going on behind the scenes. And some of these groups, they have, as I said before, they have a lot of money. That money is not, I would say it's really clean money. They have a lot of money behind them. And I won't mention any names of these groups. And they have their techies, and their techies are attacking the computers. They're attacking your phones. They're sending messages to friends and family and lovers and wives and husbands that you never sent. And they're creating so much discord. It's just like you're going, what the hell? You know, we're having that here on a huge scale. It never happened till we started getting attacked, you know, because of having Corey speak here. And I'm not being a victim on this. And actually, it's not Corey's fault either. You know, Corey's pretty sad about it, about what happened. And I go, hey, you know, it comes to the territory. I'm just, you know, it's, you're, you know, if you're getting flack, you're over the target, basically. And, but, you know, basically it happens, you know, it's part of the process. It's like the more people who are really authentic and are really springing out the truth and, are gonna really bring up, you know, the dirt basically just by telling their story on the crap and the nonsense and the people that have different agendas and those who've aligned with the people that are trying to stop this from happening. So it comes with the territory, you know, I accepted that. And I knew when I decided to go and have him when I decided to have him speak at the ranch, you wouldn't believe what happened. I mean, we had like these guys like Cliff High and these other people on, and Jay Widener. And that's what I'm saying. They're calling this angry fat man. I'm a drug addict and people die there. And you hear all these crazy ass stories and you're going, what are you talking about? And to the point where they're saying, hey, you should charge the place. It's a public venue. You have a right to be there. Charge the gate, you know? And we had to deal with that. We had to deal with people that actually did that during the conference. And they did everything they could to shut the conference down, to make things so miserable that I wouldn't have them come speak. All kinds of threats came at me and everything. And I just said, you know what? I want to hear what he has to say. So does everybody else. We want to hear what he has to say. We want to meet the guy. You know, we don't go there. We don't do well with threats, and we don't do well with all the disinformation and gossip and everything else. And so I want to meet the people, you know, firsthand, see who they are. And I think that's so important now, that people do their own research and don't listen to all the gossip and the internet trolls and the people that really don't have a life other than going around attacking others. It's a very dark life. I hate to say it. You know, if you spend you need to get out. You need to get out in nature, get a hobby, you know. You know, if your hobby is spending all day on a computer attacking people, and you know, you need another hobby. You need to get another kind of hobby, basically. That's it. But anyway, you know, we really don't take it seriously other than, you know, it does interfere in the message we're trying to get out and interfere in helping people. And people come here and they're all preloaded with all this nonsense. And they come here and they go, God, this isn't all what I was told, you know, and they see everything differently. So anyway, it's all about frequency. You know, what kind of frequency you're holding, you know, where are you at? You know, are you in forgiveness? Can you forgive? Can you release this stuff? Can you get centered back into your heart, you know, back, you know, that's basically, you know, the bottom line. That's what it's all about. And you know, we are going to have to become masters at forgiveness if we're going to make it through these times, because the energy's coming in. They told us that we just finished level one, and there's nine more levels. There's 10 levels. So they said, we just finished level one. So I'm going, oh my God, that was level one. And, you know, I got nailed by it like towards the end, on the trip to Australia. I got totally hammered there. I mean, we were doing conferences right at Ground Central, right in the middle of the beast. And the same beast we're dealing with here, we're dealing with over there too. It's the same thing. But anyway, it was pretty crazy. And we had so many crazy events happening there. You can go back to any other podcast where I have the Edge of Wonder boys and Jordan Sather and Peter Slattery and And we all got together and it was fun. We had a blast. You know, we were all in the same house and we just had a blast. And believe it or not, we weren't sitting there conspiring together on who we're going to go after next or whatever else. We were cracking bad jokes, having dinners, and that was basically it. But anyway, just we do have lives, and we spent, you know, we spent a lot of time hiking in Gosford Glyphs and things like that and getting out in nature and you know, doing research. I think they're going to have a big, I don't know, you know, stay tuned with Peter Slattery, because while I was there, a massive ship flew right over them. He was with John Tavanko, one of our remote viewers, and which is another story. We do have remote viewers, and we're fully aware of what's going on and who's behind it and their little rooms with their little computer guys, you know, coming after everybody. And, you know, we know who's doing it, who's behind it, and who's financing it. So keep going. That's all going to hit the fan here really soon. That's all going to come out. But anyway, it's, you know, a massive ship came over and they got it on film, and I think they're putting in a documentary or something. It's going to be out pretty soon. So stay tuned with both, you know, East Eddy Australia and then East Eddy Ranch here, the eastetty.org here, and we'll let you know when that's coming out. But anyway, there's so many incredible, phenomenal things happening here right now. We're getting footage, just undeniable footage of UFOs. These things are less than treetop level. They're coming in on demand. You know, they tell us exactly when they're coming in. We tell them, and we have the cameras out, and we get them. These other guys don't. I mean, because they don't understand the consciousness connection to this. You have to be. It's not the ET's job, the ultra dimensionals and masters. It's not their job to come down here and heal us and lift us up. We need to rise to the occasion. They'll meet us halfway, but we need to be working hard on cleaning up our own consciousness and healing and getting rid of the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. That's what's being expressed in these blogs. It has nothing to do with us. This is all a big process-oriented therapy session, and the ones doing their process don't realize they're processing their own crap on the internet, basically, is what's going on. And so that's basically what it is. And so, you know, it's like, to me, I go, yeah, let me see. I think I'll just poke that button, and I'll poke that button over there, and I'll poke that button, and then they'll get through their stuff. I mean, that's where we come from. So it's all about, you know, getting people through their stuff. And, you know, we practice loving detachment here. You know, really, you're not having, I hate to burst your bubble. You're not so special that you're having a big impact here, because you aren't. And the only impact you're having is on your own soul evolution, basically. So you might want to think about that, because you will have a, whatever they call the, you know, the thing is you're going to have your, when you cross over, you have your light review. And just think about this. How's this going to look in my light review? You know, how's this going to happen here when I went after people that were, their whole heart is centered on the awakening, healing of humanity, the earth, helping humanity, bringing the truth out and things like that. How's this going to look? You know, when I'm standing for this huge light being, he's going, let's go over here to when you're typing in this blog in the name of Jesus and totally ripping on people, you know, and spreading, you know, rumors and gossip and whatever, you know. So anyway, you know, I'm not saying this to attack these people or anything. I feel sorry for them, and I really hope they get it together. And I hope they get on the right side of the fence, because it's not going to work out well for those who are on the other side of the fence. And the polarities are getting really strong right now. They're undeniable. And, you know, you're seeing people are so hard on one side of the fence and so hard on the other side of the fence, and they're working out the wounds and traumas. And I'm going, hey, you guys, let's just drop all this stuff. And what's important? What's important to us, basically? If you're in the UFO community, let's bring it. Let's all work together. Let's take the best footage. People that are having contacts, proven contacts, redundantly, Paranormal State came up here. We told them exactly when and where the ships would come. They had their cameras ready. They got it. You know, Chip Coffee, their psychic, you know, said the same thing I said. We got the same information. We didn't even talk to each other. We hadn't even met each other yet. And right at the exact time and where we had the cameras waiting, the ships came in. It's like a no-brainer. I've done this with Fox News, actually. ABC, NBC, they've all done it. They didn't air nationally, but they aired locally. But Fox News did. They covered the ranch. But they do sanitize it. They sent, you know, we give them this phenomenal footage, and they just show a little green light going across the sky, and that's it. I go, hey, we got these massive treetop-level things powering up, whiting out our screen. Everybody on the ground going, oh, my God, and having a big heart opening, you know. So, you know, that they don't show that. They don't show that stuff. But and it's sad. It's sad that they won't cover that. But anyway, all this stuff is going to get out anyway. It's going to come out. And there are packages where we have this footage. We have multiple witnesses at the time. Sometimes you have as many as 200 witnesses. And this is all going to get out with these ships. And these ships are massive, and they're light ships. You know, I've had triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers. They testified on Coast to Coast with Art Bell. You can go back and check that out if you want. Had Air Force base commanders, pilots, air traffic controllers, all these people testifying that have seen these ships. And then I get these Cliff High guys that are trying to say they're Falcons, you know. He goes, there's a Falcon, and we have our scientists, and they did the math on it, and they said, this Falcon is going 1,840 miles an hour. So he's trying to say this is a Falcon. I said, that's called crispy critter. That's called extra crispy. That's all you'd have left if this was a bird. You know, let's do the math, and let's get down to science here. But there's an agenda behind that, and that's what I'm saying. Forget about all the nonsense that they're saying. Let's find out why. Why are they saying it? What's their gain? You know, what's the agenda behind this? And a lot of us, you know, hey, if you do this, we'll give you fame. We'll give you number one guy on the docket. You know, you'll get the pulpit, and we're going to make you famous, and you're going to get rich and things like that. So come with us. You know, that's part of it. And there's another thing behind that too that's even more sinister, an even darker force behind that. And that's driving this. And so I would highly suggest, do not allow this energy to get inside of you or come through you or work through you. And don't be a puppet for this stuff. It's not worth it. You know, I watch people just get eaten alive. They were good people, solid people, very loving people. And they were given the fame card, you know, and the money card. And they go, yeah, I'm going to be with this guy, and I'm going to be with this guy, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be a regular on this show, you know, and all this stuff. And I said, you know, just do your own thing. You have everything within you. You don't need these people. And you're going to go crazy if you just stick. Be authentic. Stick to the truth as you know it. Be flexible if more truth comes in. And you'll knock it out of the park, you know, basically. And they don't listen, and they go with these other groups, and you hear about a year later they're spun off somewhere, and they've got all these entities on them, and they've just disappeared, and then they come back attacking everybody, and it's really sad. And they need to back up and just go, well, wait a second, okay, you know, I got into the wrong side, you know. There's two sides going on within these object and which within these groups. Doesn't matter, spirituality, religious, ufology, it doesn't matter. There's and some have been really taken over by the dark side, you know, and it's all percentages. And you can look into it. You can ask the percentage, you know, what percentage of this is really truth? You know, what percentage of this empowers me as an individual? You know, what percentage of this is really helpful to humanity and the earth, and what percentage are these people being authentic? And you can go and check on these people, and if you don't have any bias and you just come at it with a clear mind and do clearings before you ask those questions, you're going to go, oh my God, I had no idea, you know. And those people who are clairvoyant are going to start seeing things. They already are seeing things. They're going to see shape shifting and hands turning into claws and eyeballs doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, it's, you're going to see all this stuff because they're losing their ability to cloak anymore. And that's happening on a regular basis. But that's the thing, is we have to You know, what I say is you've got to develop your inner sensitivity. It's so important. Without it, you're just going to be a sucker for all this stuff going on. And don't go at it because you want to become famous, because, hey, this door opened and I can get my spot on the fame if I jump in and bash somebody else that's already famous, you know. You know, it's like you're not gonna rise to fame on the backs of others. By tearing down others and attacking others, that's not gonna build you up. That's gonna tear you down. It's gonna establish your own character. There are some things that need to be addressed out there, but a lot of you are like barking up the wrong tree, basically. There are some people that need to be addressed, and they will be addressed, and they will be called out for who they are and what they're aligned with and what they're doing. And that's just universal law. You know, you can't get away with it. And so in the days to come, you're going to see that some of the people you thought were really powerful light workers may not be. And you're going to see some people you thought were really dark may in truth be light workers. And you can't go to the lamestream press. You can't go to find out this information. You need to meet people firsthand and trust your inner guidance, your inner sensitivity. And those are your clairvoyant. You can actually see these energies over people. You can see beings standing right behind them, and they may not be good, and some might be good. You know, some might be mixed, you know, so it's not always black and white. Sometimes it's gray, you know. So basically, you know, in the days to come, you know, the only thing I can say is that, you know, stay in the heart. Don't buy into all the gossip and the rumors and the other nonsense going on. And look at the come from, look at their goals, the real goals of these people. And also be careful, because there's a thing called planned opposition. So the guys that are going, the government this and the government that, and we're going to need to bring out this energy and stuff like that. They're not who you think they are. They're planned opposition. They're there to make you think somebody is doing the work for you and somebody's going to be your champion. You have to be your own champion. You know, you got to do your own research. That's the bottom line. And you got to make your own personal connection with whatever you want to call it, God, Great Spirit, Creator, hook up with Buddha, Jesus, Mary, Kuan Yin. It doesn't matter. They're just going to help you make your own personal connection if they are legit. And don't fall for the faker spirits. There's a lot of faker spirits out there. They'll say, I'm this and I'm that. And they'll tell you how special you are and how you're here to change the world because you're a 13th dimensional reptilian goddess who, whatever, I don't know. You know, they'll have all these different things. You know, they'll say you're from some Atlantean queen or you're Pleiadian 33rd dimensional, whatever. And you know, that's spiritual ego. It's just, you know, really, the highest masters will tell you they're nothing. You know, I'm nothing, but out of the nothing comes everything. So at the same time, they're everything. And they're not special because special would actually separate them from the rest. So they understand that. They don't buy into the flattery or the special or trying to become famous or none of that matters to them. And you know, and when I see people going, yeah, we got them, you know, they're doing damage control and everything else. You know, I hate to burst your bubble, but this really doesn't matter. But you're doing some severe damage to yourselves. And you're doing damage to some people out there that don't deserve this stuff. So you're really messing with people's, you know, careers, the relationships, everything. And you really need to take stock in that because, you know, it's like, you know, these people that are light workers are walking around and all of a sudden they get hit and you're really ultra sensitive and all of a sudden you get hit with this big nasty gram and you're going, whoa, where did that come from? You know, and then you can sense that person's energy. And sometimes they are these blockers and they're not doing too good. They're not really holding a frequency, you know? And again, too, it's like you're sinking your own ship. You know, I don't have to do anything. The universe is going to take care of this. It's going to bring everything up. And, you know, so basically, and make sure you're talking to Jesus if you're going to be saying things in the name of Jesus, because that just doesn't work. And really, you know, you got to get out, you know, get a life, get out. You need to forgive whoever's harmed you in the past and stop putting this into your blogs. You know, forgive the men, the women, whatever's going on in your life. Forgive your dad, your mother. You know, this is all about healing because when you're whole, you can just watch this stuff and not react to it. You don't go into reactionary mind. You go into, wow, that person needs some help. You know, maybe I can help them. You know, that's where you're going to. And you can see right through the nonsense, you know, because, you know, all the stuff's flying at you and it's going all around you and everything. And you're going right to the core and you're going, oh, that's why they're saying this. You know, they're really wounded. It's a cry for help, basically. And that is what's happening in a lot of the stuff. But it also, there are people that have willingly chosen to work with these darker forces for fame, for money, for whatever, you know. And you got to pay attention. That's real, too. So anyway, I hate to leave on a negative note. We're out of time right now. But really focus on love and joy and bliss. You know, keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And really forget about all the gossip and all these other narratives and go in and see what's real to you. See what feels right to you. You know, and forget about all this other nonsense. We have a lot better things to do than gathering together with these little attack squads that they think are happening. That it's not real. It's delusional. You know, we have huge gardens up here. We're building cabins. You know, we do counseling work up here, workshops, classes, things like that. Our plate's full. We don't have time for all this nonsense. And so, you know, just think about that. You know, you may not just have the answers. There might be another story out there. You might want to investigate yourself. Anyway, signing off, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. Have a great evening and, you know, just stay in the heart and be in service. That's the bottom line. This isn't service. This is a disservice when you're running around spreading all the gossip and rumors and the other nonsense. You know, and don't act like you are, because you're not. Good night.